How to put the drug cartels out of business. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. This is former U.S. Attorney John McKay talking about the black market in marijuana.
DEA's own estimate, up to 60% of the income of international drug cartels is the American marijuana market. That means the people that are killing people and putting them in pits, shooting them.
John McKay was appointed by President Bush as U.S. Attorney for Western Washington, but he was among those prosecutors fired for not aggressively recounting votes in the 2004 election. That was the gut punch that convinced him to renounce partisan politics and take on the issues that the parties won't touch, like finally taking marijuana out of the war on drugs.
People become addicted to marijuana. That's true. But when we're looking at the criminal sanctions that we have directed toward marijuana, it's been and is a failure.
He is urging states to legalize and tax marijuana. Yes, it can ruin lives. But to lump it in with heroin and cocaine, which he feels should remain illegal, is dumb. Will the bad guys just go away? No, not immediately. But over time, he says, absolutely. The legal competition will be too much. And as for the moral issue, which motivates such a large portion of John McKay's former party?
Should young people have their lives ruined for possession of a marijuana cigarette and never be able to hold any job at all in some circumstances? Is that the price that should be paid? Should 14 million Americans who regularly smoke marijuana all be arrested and put in prison today? I mean, what's the morality of that?
Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.